Remember, we try to do banter, but it doesn't always work, but we try to.
Yeah, and then we do that before we remember to start the thing.
Yeah. Anyway, here we go. Let's do this here bumper and start the show.
Hi, I'm Alex Geringas, composer of Trolls the Beat Goes On, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Legends never die. When the world is calling you, can you hear them screaming out your name? Legends never die. They become a part of you. Every time you play for reaching greatness, relentless, you survive.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Popping Manga Style, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And today we are going to be looking at the two-volume manga Mythical Beast Investigator. This was published by Seven Seas Entertainment in 2019. Feels weird to say that that's probably a little old now, but we are here setting in 2023. So not quite six, but so we'll let Logan kind of give the back description, and then we'll get started on our review.
Fairy is a mythical beast investigator, charged with keeping the peace between humanity and the many magical creatures that populate the world. When a dragon starts attacking a small village, Fairy and her otherworldly bodyguard, Kushuna, go to investigate. They soon discover that the dragon has a good reason for its rampage, and that's... literally describes that first chapter.
And like I said, it's only two volumes. It was put out by Seven Seas Entertainment. Story was by Kishi Ayasoto, and the art by Kyochiro Hoshino. Yeah. And just to go back, and at the very, very beginning, if you're interested in what was played at the front, that was Legends Never Die, featuring Against the Current. It is on the League of Legends page, so if you want to visit them, give the song a full listen and a like, and then find it on a digital downloader that you like to use and download it. They would really appreciate the support. That was our opening theme for today. But Mythical Beast Investigator, this is one that Logan found and he wanted to kind of look at and read. So we did, and we kind of thought at the very beginning, I thought probably it was going to be a little longer.
You remember Gene, King of Bandits, from
way back when.
Wow, that had 14 books in two different series that were just stories from his life.
Okay.
This could easily have done that.
And true.
With one of the reveals in the second one, it could have done that a lot.
Yes, and we'll try not to do too many spoilers, but again, as said, two volumes, going to be hard not to do spoilers, so everybody, we apologize with whatever slips out. We'll try to be as overviewing as possible, but it's going to be hard to do with just two volumes. And it seems like that's been the trend here of late, where this one wasn't intended to be that way. But I know the last few times we've talked about some books, they have been shorter series. But if you're buying it for your collection, hey, it's not, it's a short buy. They're not action-packed, per se, but they do have action.
They do have action, not much. But
a little bit of drama. Much comedy per se.
Not really.
It's probably a little bit more of a drama than
More drama than anything else.
And you probably classified a shoujo, I would probably say. It's kind of hard because there's no real romance involved per se.
Yeah, there's
or implied.
Kinda Kushina and the
than no, fairy, but it's more maybe. Of a friendship than a trying to make a relationship yeah. out of it. But it's, like I said, like Logan said, the investigator's name is actually Fairy, for what we read, and then he'll kind of get into a little bit of details about that. And then our traveling companion, Kushuna, which is really, Logan could correct me if I'm wrong, but it's kind of like he or she, don't really know. It's like a, almost like a god type or a demon.
He said it was a mix between a spirit and a mythical beast.
Okay.
Spirits are apparently a completely separate thing that is very, very no clue what's going on there.
And I love the design. It kind of gave me a Alice in Wonderland dark vibes.
Kind of.
With a Kushuna, because it's almost a shadow, a very tall shadow.
Yeah, shadow of a
rabbit and a top hat, fancy outfit. So
he started as just a rabbit, but he saw a picture of a gentleman and he decided he liked that.
So it's kind of interesting in that regard. So it kind of... And nothing else besides that imagery just kind of flashed to me as like a darker storytelling of Alice in Wonderland, but really it's not.
Yeah.
It just has image. That's
the only connection it has to that.
And he's very gentlemanly, as Logan said, but he can become ungentlemanly on a moment's notice if need be.
If anything threatens the gal.
He's fairy's protector. And basically, they just travel this world that they're in. They never really say what the world is that I remember. It's not Earth that I can think of, unless it's really far back in the past. When mythical
if it's Earth, it's fantasy Earth.
Yeah, it's fantasy Earth. And they just go around investigating where there's a word of a mythical beast being present. And
half the time, they just stumble into it.
Yeah, half the time, it's just, oh, look what we found. And it's like, some of the stories are, well, they don't really show a very good light on humanity that is there, because usually they usually say, well, the mythical beast will leave you alone if you will leave them alone.
Yeah, there was the whole water horse was very much dangerous.
Yeah, it's one of those don't poke the bear and the bear won't come after you type of deal on some of these stories, because
was that little Kate Sith child that was kind of fun.
The which one?
There's a old guy who kept on getting his fish stolen by the cats.
Oh, with the cats. Yeah, that's kind of a funny one. If you love cats, you'll love that story.
Yeah, it's just a chapter, but it's funny.
That one was... that one kind of felt like me, almost like a spiritual one instead of a mythical beast, because it almost felt like...
Yeah.
And spoilers again, folks, I'm sorry. That his wife or... I can't remember now. His family was involved with that, and once he kind of... found himself and became, you know, he came out of his shell from everything that's been happening. The cats went away. Is that what you got? Or
no, it wasn't long enough to do that. He decided he should apologize for yanking its tail when he caught it.
Right.
And they figured he would never actually get to see it. And then the procession of cats came in with her and a cat ears.
But they said because he was leaving food out for him, they kind of let him be. It was more of the more gentle stories, more of the more, you know, respectable stories with both species.
And that's,
if you call it that.
Yeah, that's probably why he got determined innocent. But yeah, they literally they did the cats talked amongst themselves and not words, they just meowed at each other. She did a little dance and they left.
Do a little dance. Dun, 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 get down, dun, dun. Do a little dance. But the stories, just basically just in brief, there's one about the very first one's about a wyvern. And then later on in the second book, you actually get the dragon, the full-blown dragon. But you have like the water horse, like Logan was saying earlier, the cats, like we just mentioned, mermaid, which... It's not the little mermaid that's really cute and pretty and innocent and wants to fall in love. They're a little bit more mean.
Yep. She does attack the gal at first, I think, doesn't she?
I think so, yeah. She's more violent.
Kushuna blocks something at least.
They were wanting the child. The boy. They were basically one of those where they were...
Why do the kids of the people like... She helps the people of... The kids of the kid she helped previously, she basically, they give her apples, she gives them very good luck fishing and stuff.
But how I understood it, the young man was supposed to become her. Whether it was a mate or dinner, I'm not quite sure. But
if it was anything, it was going to be a mate. Folks. But she'd already just. But, she doesn't actually force them to do anything.
Then they didn't do it. She got pissed.
Yeah, but this is like the third or fourth kid that's left. Hey.
Yeah, that's because the others went. This one they didn't, and she got pissed. Don't piss off a mermaid or any type of mythical creature.
Yep.
And then they had the black wolf, which was more like a guardian almost.
The Grimm that was... Yeah, that was part of the Water Horse story,
Yep. So if you love the fantasy type stuff, I think you'll enjoy these two books, and you'll leave wanting more. That's the sad part about it.
Yeah, it's too short.
Yeah, we did find out there was a light novel, if not a couple of light novels in Japan, but I don't think they've ever been translated.
It was hard to find anything about those. It was weird.
Yeah, there's not much information.
If you look up Mythical Beast Investigator, generally you just find, even if you put light novel on it, you find this.
Yeah, you still just find the manga, yeah.
So I'm not sure what's done on that. I looked at one of the sites I've seen before that generally holds translated light novels. Nothing.
Yeah. It's like Clever said, usually if you look up, it'll give you the Japanese versions for sure.
Yeah. Maybe you'll find the translation, maybe you won't, but you'll generally at least find them.
Yeah.
I think Dad found them at one point, but I'm not honestly sure.
I just found one, and it had the cover was very similar, if not the same as the manga, like you were saying, Logan. So I don't know
if you actually found it,
or not. So it's kind of a weird deal with this one. But we do know that these two volumes are available. Those are the only two mangas we know of. Whether they will come back, I would be shocked since they were published in 2019.
Yeah, so it's probably that's going to be it.
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah. Supposedly there's novels for this, but I have no clue where. Sorry.
If you're interested in them, it's a fantasy story. That's who's going to be tied to it. Probably age level wise, I would say with this one, an upper middle schooler and above could probably handle it. That's been reading for a while.
There's death, definitely, but
and some violence. But there's, if it's a middle schooler like a 8th, 9th grader, that's very well read and is used to some of the more, I won't say complicated stories, but at least mature stories, starting to get into the mature stories with life, they might be able to handle it. But if it's a younger middle schooler, the parents might want to read it first just to be sure. But it's a good story. Basically saying, and like we said, humans quit being so stupid and so mean. If you're more nicer to things and try to live with things, you can. It's when you don't is when the beasts turn on you.
Yeah, that's the general vibe.
So it's like I said, poke the bear and it'll come after you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even the dragon that.
So this is one, two volumes, not going to take up a lot of space on your shelf. So if you're a public library, it definitely is a safe space saver. If it's a personal library, if you're like Logan and I with our stuff, we got stuff boxed up anyway, no matter how many bookshelves we have. So, at some point in time, we might actually get you a count of how many volumes of manga we have over the years. And
I've been adding tens of it fairly reliably more recently.
Yeah, about once a month he does a buying trip and probably gets about between 30-ish to 40-ish, depending on the pricing. I think it's month more like or every other month.
Every other month, get 20. If I go to Wichita, I get 15, 20. Something like that.
And these are only, I think, are they in the $10 range or $15 range?
13.
13, so they're about,
and that's about the average
now. That's true.
If you can find something at Walmart or Target, it's still like $9, which is nice.
Yeah, they still do their discounts. There's
occasional ones that are $10, but most of them are like 13 on up.
True. So if you can find them, it's a fairly quick buy. And the hard part is probably as the time goes on, since it is only two volumes, sometimes those are the ones that are harder to find because they're bought up and there's nothing else out there because once they stop publishing them and, it just starts to become harder and harder to find. So if you're looking for them, you might want to try them now. We found these just 4 months ago when you found them.
I believe.
The first one I found a while ago because I got that one online, I think. Well, okay. One of them I know I got online, and then apparently we had pre-ordered it or something because it took forever to get.
Yeah, they're both from 2019, so they couldn't have been pre-orders. So I have
no clue why, but yeah.
I'd say you probably found them at a store or found them online that was on a clearance sale.
I know one of them was online, and then we waited forever for it to actually show up.
Well, that's a possibility. True. That's always a possibility. Because we, but yeah, if you don't want to wait too long, because like I said, these could start drying up. I don't know if Amazon might still have a few there. I don't know what the pricing are. Or you could always do the good old auction type sites that you can go to and try to find them that way to fill in your holes in your collection. Yep. Anything else you want to talk about the Mythical Beast Investigator? Besides, we wish it would go on. But beggars can't be choosers, I guess. Get what you get and be happy with that.
I'm honestly not sure if we mentioned, but they also have a little bat golem thing. It's just there.
A what?
I actually almost completely forgot to mention. The little bat golem thing. Oh, the bat. Thing.
Yeah, well, that's... That I always exists. Call those kind of like the mascots.
Yeah.
That's almost any manga or anime has a mascot anymore.
It's just there.
Yep.
Trowel, apparently. That's its name.
So, okay. I think if that's going to do it, we'll start winding this one down.
Yeah.
Appreciate everybody stopping in and listening to us. If you enjoy what we're doing, we'll definitely keep on listening. We're going to try to be getting these up on a little bit more regular basis now. We enjoy everybody that comes and listens to us. Spread the word to anybody that you might think might be interested too. We kind of touch on everything on this podcast. It's not just manga, but we do all sorts of popular culture type stuff. Yeah. Movies, toys.
Amount of manga that we might.
Yeah, we do manga quite a bit, but books, we even do those occasionally, but it takes us longer to read those things, yep. So we don't do them near as often. I think I'm doing more books now than Logan is. He's reading on his phone anymore. Or the manga. So it might just be me talking about books and Logan asking me questions about them. Who knows how we'll do that. But anyway, that's kind of what we're here for, just having fun. Everything we say is our own opinions. It's not reflective of anybody that might be working with Comic Pop Library or anything like that. But we just enjoy having fun and visiting about the things that we like to talk about amongst ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be leaving out on the single Rise. It is an instrumental composed by White Sand, and you can go to YouTube to their YouTube channel and subscribe to them. They would appreciate that and the support. You can go to the digital downloaders, Spotify, things of that type stuff, and download their music for them, support them that way as well. But we'll be going to, excuse me, can't talk, but we're going to be leaving that on Rise by White Sand. Support them any way you can. They would really appreciate it. So I think that's going to do it for us this go around. We appreciate everybody listening, and we'll catch everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.